White, J.E. White, Emma. Petoskey, Michigan, June 16, 1891. Dear son Edson and daughter Emma, I received your letter and was glad to hear from you. My mind is relieved. We have not been settled since we came here, and we do not expect to be really settled for 1 week more. Could not get lumber for frontage of the house and had to wait. Then we had to put up a cheap barn. We paid $3.50 for the horse to be stabled and cared for. There were a lot of youngsters who had charge of the horses. Shorts was given her freely, and we soon saw she was not right. She had to be urged if she was made to go out for a walk, and she was in a bad condition. Her ankles were swollen badly. She had the scratches, and we feared she was a ruined horse. We gave orders to feed her oats, and we put up a small barn and took her here, where Sarah can have charge of her. She takes great pains with the horse. She is all right now, but her ankles are not just natural. I do not know what we would do without the horse, and what we would do without the barn. We could have hired a barn at $1 per week, but only the horse could be stabled. The carriages would have no place, and we decided we might as well build a stable first as last, rather than to trust my horse to the care of boys. I did not dare to do it, and since she has been in the livery stable, she seems to be adverse to having a man around her, and to fairly detest boys. Now we know what she eats and how she is treated. The stable is easy of access, and it is much handier for us. Sarah has the entire charge of her, and she does her work well. The horse again is full of life, but Sarah has complete control of her. She was left, as she had been many times, with a long rope attached to her, but free. She had never left the premises before, but all at once she kicked up her heels and ran. Emma knows the place, away up to the very top of the highest point on the hill east, Sarah after her. She came racing back on a mad gallop. Sarah called to her, "Jessie, stop! What do you mean?" Jessie came toward her, and Sarah caught her. Since that, we thought it best not to risk letting her have so much liberty. So she has been shut up in the barn because we could not spend time to watch her. But the horse is now in good order. The workmen are hammering and sawing adjoining my room. This does not disturb me as I supposed it would. Yesterday, in early morning, it commenced raining. We had a light shower once before since we came here. Before noon, it had ceased to rain. But if we could have a few days' rain, it would be of great advantage to Petoskey and its surroundings. The foundation for the basement of Meeting House is about done. The house will soon go up now. The family of the mission have moved in the house on the Meeting House lot. It is convenient, and they have many advantages, but not the lake view nor the nice view of the green foliage of the trees in ravine. These we prize highly, and our home here will be very convenient and very sightly. The basement is as convenient as any part of the house. I wish, during this hot weather, you were both up here. The blackberry bushes are in full bloom. The raspberries are out of bloom mostly and set for fruit. If we can have rain, we shall have an abundant crop. We have secured a beautiful place for the minister's school over on that high point of land, Emma, where we saw some houses built as we went to Brother Palmer's. I visited them a few days since. They appeared glad to see Sarah and me. She had never been there before. I was in the bank to get some business done and was in the attorney's office. A tall man called to me through the open window, "Mrs. White, I met you 30 years ago in Wright, Michigan. Your name, please?" He answered, "Lawton. I used to attend your meetings and have heard you speak several times." I asked if he was living in Petoskey. He said that he was, and he had a son connected with the bank. You see, I cannot go anywhere but I find someone who knows me. I suppose Emma knows Mr. Lawton. Sarah received a letter from Harry. He says they have cut down his wages at the sanitarium, and he shall leave there the middle of July. They did give him $15, but only give him 13 now. I mention him to you. Perhaps you might find something for him to do in your line. I just mention it. He is a hard-working boy and faithful to attend to his business. Perhaps you can teach him how to work. He is no novice. Sarah has not suggested this matter, but I thought it would do no harm to mention it to you. Has Hattie gone to Colorado yet? June 17th.
Rise at 4 o'clock a.m. Would be pleased to see you this morning. The stewards came yesterday morning. Mary will board with us. I'm surprised to see how poor and wall-eyed she looks. We have had them for breakfast and dinner with us. She says she has paid her mother $1.50 for her board, but we cannot board her here for less than $2 per week. She may think this too much, but it cannot be done for less. I received a letter from Henry Miller, but he has not made any settlement yet. We hope this matter will be settled soon. I wish you both could see the beautiful sunsets we have here, but Emma knows what they are. I must send this off this morning. If it is possible, I want you both to have a portion of the minister's school. I think it will be for your present good, freshen up the mind, and get the mind upon the spiritual, and not feed upon the temporal altogether. The selection of the spot is good, just what is needed. Water is brought in hydrant from an ever-flowing spring of the very purest water. Emma, suppose you write to Aunt Lizzie. Must I do all the writing to her? Will you ask Addie and May to write something? Ask Addie to collect the remaining due me from Fred Walling and send it to Aunt Lizzie. They have in their affliction hard times to get along, but I hope to have something I can send them ere long. I sent recently $5, but she needs more. Ought to have sent her 10. If anyone comes up here that you know of, get a little basket and get from sanitarium China asters and send them up to me. There was a box, came full of foliage plants, geraniums and such like. Set out my dahlias 2 days ago. They are doing nicely. I want some of the large marigold seeds and will plant them. They make a show. Much love, Mother. Postscript. Emma, I have a silk sack cut out, rolled up in a snug little roll, and Emma, Sarah, thinks she put it in the box or trunk with remnants of new pieces of goods. If you would take the trouble to find it and send it when someone comes, it would accommodate me much.